Welcome to Girl Genius Radio Theater, where every week we bring you stories of adventure, romance, and mad science based on the popular comic book series Girl Genius. You can read new pages of Girl Genius for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. Tonight's radio play is entitled Minor Heroes, written by Phil and Kaya Folio, performed live for the attendees of the science fiction convention NorwestCon by the stunning crew of Airship Entertainment. Kaya Folio, Phil Folio, Savannah Goodwin, and Cheyenne Wright. And now, Minor Heroes.
By mad science, folly, monsters roam the land by day, terror stalks the night, at twilight, all the good restaurants are full. One hero has dedicated her life to battling the evil of the world, Agatha Heterodyne!
Girl Genius!
In our last adventure, Agatha and her companions crossed the King of All Cats, and Zita, lost princess of the lost city of Scafander, had thwarted the evil plans of Orm Jacoby and his legion of lobster men. After a sumptuous seafood dinner, Agatha and her crew were invited to spend the night at the Fortress of Blue Mice. It is there, the next morning, where we join them.
Good morning, Agatha.
Oh, good morning, Crosp. Is that breakfast you have there? I'm starving.
Oh, dig in.
Ah! It's a ball of blue mice!
Ain't it great? I love this place.
Yeah. They're still alive!
Oh, yeah. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, you know.
Where's that lightning gun? Where is it? Here it is! Ha! Got it!
Perfect! You make the best fried mice ever.
Just once, I'd like to wake up like a normal person.
Oh, right. And what happened the last time you tried to make coffee?
You said you wouldn't talk about that.
Hiya! Beware, evil doers! I am Zita, daughter of Chump, mistress of the twin blades of destruction and sworn protector of Agatha Heterodyne. Face me and die!
Good morning, Zita.
Once again, I am faced with a disappointing lack of evildoers. My day can only get better.
You know, most people... Oh, God. Most people get their morning jolt from coffee.
Your coffee? No, thanks.
Or even talking.
So do I want to know what she was doing with the lightning gun?
No. Breakfast?
No, thanks. Well, okay, these aren't that bad.
Lady Heterodyne!
Dr. Bonefish, what's the matter?
Look out the window! My castle is being attacked!
What?
Who's attacking? Giant robots?
Giant warriors?
Giant revenge-seeking blue mice?
Frogs!
Oh.
Well, they're giant frogs.
Ah! Let me pull the curtain here. I have yet to meet the giant frog I could not defeat. Holy jumping jelly jars!
First of all,
I'd like to say that we haven't been formally introduced.
Good lord, that thing has to be over 20 meters tall.
Secondly, I don't know if I'd call it a frog so much as a toad. And thirdly, I don't think it's attacking so much as just sitting there. Is it even dangerous?
Pardon me, Dr. Bonefish.
Yes, Squibs?
I'm sorry, sir, but there appears to be a giant frog on the lawn. It has devoured the entire groundskeeping staff.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Ha! That doesn't count.
What?
No, she has a point. My groundskeeping staff does...
It did, sir.
Thank you, Squibs. That did consist of giant mechanical mealyworms.
Giant mechanical mealyworms? Really? How's that working out for you?
Well, aside from them apparently attracting giant frogs...
Actually, Doctor, I don't think it is, in fact, a giant frog.
Is this one of those we're all shadows upon the wall, Plato's cave kind of arguments? Because if it is, I'm going to sleep.
No, look outside. What do you see?
A giant frog.
Besides the frog.
Another giant frog. Hey, there's another one over there.
No. What do you see besides the frogs over there?
That's the ocean.
What? Good heavens, but this is ridiculous. My castle is at least 200 kilometers from the ocean.
Forget the ocean. Look at the rest of the landscape. It's a solid plateau of rock.
He's right. There's nothing. Where's the town? Where's the people? Even the castle moat is gone.
Wait a minute. The horizon looks really weird. And are those mountains I see beyond the ocean?
Ah! That mountain is moving!
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I need perfect juice glass, bed springs, canvas, nothing. That works. Yes. Lend me your watch, would you, Doctor? Thanks. Ha! Thank you. And some string, crossbow. Are there any of those mice left? No? Oh, must make do. There. A telescope. Now, let me take a look. Oh, dear, that's what I thought.
What is it?
Take a look.
How does this thing work? There it is. Ah! That's no mountain, that's a giant cow.
And next to it, to your left.
It's a gigantic copy of my barn. Wait a minute.
It is your barn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, your barn, your cow, your moat, your frog.
I have never seen that frog before in my life.
We've been shrunk down, the entire castle and everyone in it. By my calculations, I'm somewhat less than a centimeter tall.
Ooh, tough size to shop for.
So this is where your mad experiments have gotten us, you crazy fool!
Squibs! How dare you!
Are you satisfied? Are you happy? See what your tampering with things man was not supposed to know has gotten us. You've doomed us all! Doomed us all!
Done?
Not yet. Doomed! Yes, sir.
This isn't my fault. I have been working on shrinking technology. This is, however, a perfect time to test my minion thrashing engine.
Ow!
Oh, it is I, Lady Hesterine, who must protest.
Oh,
how dare you perform experiments within my home without informing me?
Now, wait a minute. The only thing I built last night was a mechanical bed warmer.
Both called enough stuff.
Shut up. Are there any other sparks here?
I don't think so. Squibs. Squibs, stop moving around. Get up, man. Now, are there any visitors I might have forgotten about?
They're all here, sir.
No, you know, special visitors.
Oh, you mean do we have any prisoners in the vivisection labs?
Well,
there's always the torture dome or the mincing cells, or perhaps you mean the flaying room?
Is there anyone here, Squibs?
No, these rooms have been unused for weeks.
All right then. Well, if it's not us, then it must be someone from the outside.
But that makes no sense. What are they?
Have no fear! I am here!
With Archie Glasson.
Gentlemen, adventurer!
Terrific.
I hear those filing within the clutches of the most dangerous man in Europe. Will they be able to return to the correct size? And what of the giant duck bearing down upon them? Tune in again for the further adventures of Agatha Heterdine,
Girl Genius!
For more adventure, romance, and mad science, read the Eisner Award-nominated Girl Genius comic book. New pages are made available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. This radio play is released under the Creative Commons No Derivatives license, which means that you can play it at parties. You can even give copies of it to your friends, but you can't sell it, and you can't make your own productions. Girl Genius is a registered trademark of Studio Folio, LLC.